Friday, that's usually when I actually start writing my sermon. The sermon that you see in your bulletin, I did my outline for it and all ready to go, certain that this was the message I was to preach. And then when I sat down to write it, absolutely nothing would come out of the pen. And I'm like, what is going on here? Time is running out. And then I said, you know what? Maybe this is not the sermon I'm supposed to preach. So I said, so much for all that work. Let me start over. Started over, and it was like the pen was just writing by itself. I said, okay, Lord, you saying do something else. So you've got another sermon insert in your bulletin that we are going to go ahead and follow. All right. The title of this message is called The Other Side of Me. But first, let's pray. Lord, I ask that your spirit would move upon us this morning, that each one of us would examine our hearts, our lives, to see, oh God, if we are at the place that you are calling us to be at, and God, draw us closer to you and to one another through this hour. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I've got to start this sermon out a little bit differently than I normally would, and then I'm going to start out with a confession. And those of you who would like to confess along with me, feel free to do so. But is there anybody here who has discovered that you seem to be a much better Christian in church on Sunday morning than you are during the other part of the week? Is there anybody here besides me that feels like that? Praise God, I'm not by myself. You see, even though I know I'm saved and I know I'm a new creature in Christ and I know that Jesus lives inside of me, there is a part of me that I just don't like. Anybody else got a part of you you just don't like? I guess I can call that part the other side of me. And just when I think he has finally packed up his bags and gone, he shows up at some very inopportune times, completely uninvited. The other side of me wants me to believe that if I'm going to move ahead in life, every now and then I've got to let him come to the forefront to get my point across, to win somebody's favor, to express my desires, or to get what I really want. Now, when Pastor Toby preached last Sunday on moving forward, the spirit inside of me said, yes, that's what I want to see happening inside of me. But the other side of me said, you don't have to go for anything like that. It's all right for you to stay just like you are. You really aren't that bad of a fellow. Okay, you got a problem here and there, but you really aren't that bad. It's okay for you to stay just like you are. Even though that's what the other side of me was saying, my spirit was saying, it's not all right for me to stay where I am, and that God is calling me to something higher. I want you to use your Holy Ghost imagination for a moment, and I want you to paint this picture with me. I want you to look, and I want you to see this house that looks like it's about to collapse in on itself. The shutters are hanging crooked. The windows are boarded up. The roof obviously looks like it has a terrible leak inside. Most people who pass by it would say, why don't somebody just tear this thing down? But I want you to imagine that someone comes by and looks at that house and stares at it for a moment and says, you know, I think I can do something with that house if I put enough money into it. And so the person puts money into that house, and that house is transformed into a two-story home that looks absolutely gorgeous on the outside, and it's beautiful when people pass by. Wow, look at this house. Looks really, really good. Inside the house, there is the basement. It's dark down there in that basement. On the first floor of the house, it's pretty nice. Nice furniture, decorated with nice things. But on the second floor of that house, man, somebody did not go through any expense. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's the best of the best things up there on that second floor. Now I want you to know that we are like that house that was ready to collapse and to be torn down. But Jesus came by and saw that we were worth saving. And because of his great love for us, he paid the price to restore the house to its former beauty, even more beautiful than when it was first built. You see, that's why we look so good on Sunday mornings to each other. That's why we all look like perfect Christians. On the outside, he's done that. But inside our house, each one of us has a basement. And in that basement dwells a cesspool